Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, good, we're recording.
Phone on silent?
My phone's on silent, your phone on silent. Listen to this, Ruth. Best I can do.
Without mice!
Well, it's not great, but I'll try to find something that was 2 or 3 seconds long, and that is exactly 3 seconds long. I know it. I can't decide what exactly that signifies. You know the one last week you said it seemed like we were going to be talking about crop circles or looking at conspiracy theories. What does this indicate? So it seemed to be neutral.
Like
to me.
Like a children's TV show, and like a children's TV show where the protagonist is like a detective and they solve crimes.
Oh yeah.
They're all thinking, they're sat round a table and they're all thinking, who did the crime? And then it goes, dum, 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 dum.
Do you know that's right?
And then, well, ding!
One of these days, I will find a transitional sting that is exactly right for what it is we're doing, whatever it is that we're doing.
Yeah, so but how the thing, so this is our preamble, then the sting goes, and then we go into a topper.
Welcome to episode 10 of Ruthie, Me and My Dad. So we've sort of got this title, more, although you're not still 100%.
I don't like it.
No, you don't like the title. A couple of people have said to me, Ruth, they can't believe that you and I have such a good relationship and we can talk together so naturally.
Yeah, for like 25 minutes and the rest of the time.
Yes, see, that's what they don't know. They don't know that the rest of the time we're daggers drawn. But interestingly enough, a powerful voice has come in on your side, because I was speaking to a friend today on the phone.
A friend?
Yeah. Yes, a friend. I've got a few friends. And I was speaking to a friend on the phone. He said, it's marvellous, the podcast you're doing with your daughter, you know, the great relationship that you have. And I said, it's not always like that. There's occasionally a bit of friction. Interestingly, this particular friend, I won't name him, but it's Will Buckley. This particular friend has been a bit of a sidekick on a podcast we did years ago. And I said, she thinks I'm a bit controlling on the podcast. And he says, absolutely. I can sympathise with her 100%. So first of all, on this podcast, I'm going to hand over to you, Ruth, and some of the first... I know you've got a few topics you prepared.
Not really.
No, you've not really prepared...
Well, I've got my Keeping Up with the Kardashians bit.
Yeah.
But then I've got all the Big Short stuff. The Big Short, for anyone who's listening and doesn't know, is... a film that came out...
About 2 years ago?
Yeah, about the 2008 sort of financial crisis. But it starts a few years earlier and it's about the outliers who spot this crisis before it happens.
And it's called The Big Short. I never quite understood... I mean, I thought it was a great film, but I didn't quite understand the financial shenanigans. But in fairness to you, you understood them slightly better than me.
Slightly?
No,
I understood them.
Well, I'll tell you why it's come up again. And as you say, it's a couple of years old. There's a thing in the paper, in the business pages, and I wondered why these companies are going bust, like Maplin's. I mean, there are various reasons we can understand, like people are buying things online. That's obviously one of the reasons. But things like Maplin and Toys R Us, they've both gone out of business
Basically all your retail park shops.
Yeah, those big retail park shops. I read this piece in the business pages saying that people are selling short. High street retailers and restaurants are being targeted by short sellers. with almost a third of the total positions on the stock market in the consumer sector. And they mention a whole load of companies. The top 10 most shorted companies currently include Debenhams, the restaurant group which owns Frankie and Benny's and Chiquito. Mm-hmm. People are selling short. And this was in the business pages. And obviously everybody who reads the business pages knows what selling short means. I don't know. With your knowledge of the Big Short, can you sort of guess what it is?
Big Short and short selling are completely different things.
Oh, are they?
The short in Big Short, I had to do research to find this out. The short in Big Short is a completely different thing to short selling. So short selling is when you borrow an asset from a trading broker. So, ooh. Right. So if I have shares that are called RK100 and they're going to drop in price, I can borrow 100 shares of RK100.
Borrow, yeah.
From my broker.
Yep.
And then sell them for the current market price.
Right.
And then if they drop in value, I can buy the same shares at the new lower price.
Right.
And then return them back to the broker for a profit.
Ah, right.
So that's what short selling
right.
is.
Right. So that's almost exactly what happened with that subprime housing market in The Big Short.
Short in The Big Short just means to bet against.
What we're seeing here is capitalism going terribly wrong. Because I assume the idea of shares originally was if you saw something like, say, Apple, I'm thinking of the film Forrest Gump now, all my knowledge comes entirely from films, some of that Forrest Gump, and you saw something like Apple, and you thought, oh, this is a good company, I'd like to put some of my money into that, and you're betting on the company doing well. What they're doing with short selling is they've seen Maplin's and Toys R Us, the problems there. They're not saying, oh, well, I'll get these shares in Debenhams because I think Debenhams is going to do really well. They're thinking these companies are going to do really badly. It makes you realise, I still don't understand a word of it, but it makes you realise just how dodgy the world of finance is.
Oh my gosh, completely. Yeah. And then there was all those, they were called collateralized debt obligations. These when they put all these, the things that didn't sell, which they use the fish stew metaphor for. So I'm running a restaurant, I bought all this fish, but then there's the offcuts that don't sell. And so then I make a stew out of that and repackage it and sell it for a better price, which are CDOs.
Yeah.
And that's what they were doing with these risky, bad mortgages. Yes. And then they were bundling them together and selling them again.
Tell me, this fish stew, what's it spiced with? Isn't it a little bit of coriander?
Well, that's the point.
It's spiced with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's sort of explained that. Now, an area in which I'm probably slightly more comfortable. So the world of music. And the idea of this spot is where I introduce you to something that you may not be familiar with. And I'm not absolutely sure you're not familiar with this. And you introduce me to something that I will not be that familiar with. And this week, the one that I'm going to introduce you to is the Talking Heads. Are you familiar with the Talking Heads?
No, I know the Talking Heads.
Do you know the Talking Heads? How do you?
They're in films a lot, referenced.
They're referenced a lot because Talking Heads, they're what you call an art rock band.
Like alt rock. They're like alternative.
Yeah, they came out of punk. They were formed in 75. So I thought instead of playing 60s or 50s stuff, which I usually introduce you to, the 70s, we don't sort of touch on that bit, apart from David Bowie. And
We touch on other people. Isn't the 70s like The Who and stuff as well?
No, well, The Who were still going in the 70s, but they're a 60s. I count them as a 60s.
Oh, really?
Band. Yeah, The Who were 60s, really. Okay. Started in.
What about like The Smiths?
The Smiths are more 80s.
Yeah.
That's why I thought...
Were they not in the 70s, though?
No, Smiths weren't even in existence in this. Smiths were formed round about the mid to late 80s.
Yeah, because I like the Smiths.
Yeah, well, that's mid to late 80s. I won't introduce you to the Smiths then. But this was basically formed out of punk. So punk in New York started with people like the New York Dolls and, you know what punk's all about, safety pins.
And
very, very loud rock. The Talking Heads formed out of that in 1975. David Byrne is the sort of genius of...
What's the punk movement that was, like, really insane that was in New York? You know, where people would, like, poo on the stage and stuff?
Well, that's all...
What was that? That's all punk.
That all stems from people like the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols really were the people who, although there are all sorts of arguments, who started punk. We were talking about jazz last week and saying that you say one thing about jazz and somebody else who's a jazz aficionado says something entirely different. Now, it's the same with punk, really. I might say the Sex Pistols started punk. There are other people who would say the Buzzcocks, for instance, who are punk. And that was all spitting and wearing bondage clothes, Vivian Westwood and all that sort of stuff. And that was a reaction against 70s bands that I loved, like Steely Dan and the Eagles. Extravagant albums with 6.5 minute tracks and that sort of thing. Whereas your average...
Yeah, Eagles songs are long.
Yeah, but punk... Yeah, but they're long and fabulous. Punk tracks were all like 2 minutes long as a reaction. Anyway, then you got people like the Talking Heads from whom things like The Tubes, Blondie... You know about Blondie because you still hear them on the radio a lot. Lou Reed.
Iggy, oh, I like Lou Reed.
Yeah, Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
Yeah, a bit more experimental. So very influential figure, David Byrne. And I'll play a little bit of one that you've probably heard, but let's have a quick listen to this. So this is Talking Heads. 20 seconds just for reasons.
Review purposes.
Review purposes. Well, it's hard to assess the whole career of Talking Heads on the basis of just 20 seconds. But you've probably heard it a bit before, have you?
Yeah.
It plays on the radio.
I've heard it just like, because it's so famous.
Yeah. They've also had hits, Psycho Killer, that was one of their hits.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And Once in a Lifetime, that was another big hit that they had.
So they're very influential on like Green Day and stuff like that. There's like 90s. Like pop punk almost.
There's a lot of groups, and especially the ones that do art rock, will cite Talking Heads as an influence, definitely. Loads and loads of groups.
I thought you were saying Will Sight was like him. I was like, oh, who's Will Sight?
Will Sight, very
like
well
William
known.
Sight.
Yeah, he's a rapper, William Sight. So, interesting if they had a hit with Psycho Killer, and the track that you suggested is Psycho by Post Malone.
Oh, Psycho, a track by Post Malone, Psycho Killer, a track by the Talking Heads.
Yeah, so it all links up. It's almost as if we've produced it. Should we play the bit and then... Here we go. When I'm rolling through my hands, oh, you're stuck in the friend zone. I tell that 4, 5, 5. Ay, 100 bins inside my short to chain all the shit. Ay, try to stuff it all in, but it don't even fit. Ay, know that I've been with the shits ever since the jit. Ay, I made my first million, I'm like, shit, this is it. Ay, 34, walk through, man, we had. Well, once more, justifying our explicit tag there. So tell me about Post Malone, because you mentioned Post Malone loads of times.
Yeah.
Who is Post Malone?
So last week I did a really kind of more, like a really obscure guy. But so this week I wanted to do something a bit more mainstream, and this is his new song. So this is one of his newer ones, but this is played on the radio. This is played on like Capital and Radio 1.
Do they bleep it out with all the shit? Just won't shit, won't fit?
You see, I don't know. I don't think they do.
There must be a radio version. Because I'm sure...
I don't think there is, because I've never listened to a radio version.
Well, I would assume... Because Ofcom, you know, who police radio in Britain, I'm sure they wouldn't allow shit, certainly on as many mentions of shit, at a time when kids would be listening, like The Breakfast Show or something like that.
Maybe it's just you're not allowed to play it during, like, school run times
or
something.
Yeah, I would have thought not.
But I definitely heard it on the radio yesterday, and... The reason I went with this one is because Mum really liked it, so I thought it was really interesting.
Ah, right. Is he white?
Yeah, he's white, which is obviously quite interesting because most rappers...
He's not Native American or anything, is he? Because
I don't think so. He's, I think, a bit more accessible than, say, even more accessible than, like, Kanye. I don't know how to explain. It's just about maybe, like, disenfranchisement.
We're going to talk technology now. Do you get excited by new technology?
I'm not like a person who's like, oh, can I get the newest phone and the newest computer? Like, but some stuff I can understand does look really pretty. You know, if it's really thin and really shiny.
So you get excited about thin and shiny things.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. There's a new thing. It's a giant orb. Have you read about the giant orb?
I've not seen anything about this giant orb.
It's a new immersive entertainment centre.
Oh, like VR?
Even more so. It looks like a giant golf ball.
Oh, this stuff all scares me, though.
Oh, it scares. I was interested whether it scares you. I mean, I look at it and think, well, I don't need to bother because this isn't going to happen before I'm gone. But it looks like a giant golf ball. It's a huge sphere with holographic attendants, personalised audio feeds in different languages, and immersive shows that have been described as virtual reality without the goggles. Because I think that's the problem with VR, with virtual reality. It's the putting on of the goggles.
Yeah, it's a bit like, ugh, well.
A bit like 3D. You know, you think, do I really need
to put on goggles?
Mm. You know?
You can buy, like, a thing that you can buy them from, like, Primark, like, really cheap. That obviously are not great, but you can put your phone in it and there's an app and stuff into the... Maybe we should try it.
Well, this is nothing to do with that, anyway.
Oh.
It's a revolutionary design by British film architects. It's going to be at the Olympic Park in East London.
Mm.
It's going to cost £2.7 billion.
Who's paying for it? Years.
The people who are making it.
The people.
The Madison Square...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Garden Company, MSGC, one of America's most powerful sports and entertainment groups. And they've chosen two sites, one in Las Vegas and one in London, the Olympic Park, to build the first of these giant orbs. When you get there, they're massive. They're capable of accommodating 18,000 people.
Oh my God.
You're greeted by holographic concierge. So the people, the stewards and everything, they're holographs that can answer questions and direct you to your seats, while the interior will have what the company claims are the highest resolution screens on Earth, delivering a 360-degree augmented reality that allows audiences to immerse themselves in environments such as a forest or an underwater scene.
Why don't you just go to the forest?
Well, good point. A sound system, you're sounding like me now.
I know.
You're supposed to be on the other side here. A sound system will deliver audio to each guest individually and can broadcast in different languages to people sitting next to each other using beam-forming technology. Even the floor is designed to use ultrasound, an inaudible frequency, to allow an audience to experience the bass from concerts in a more intense manner. I don't know whether you've ever gone to a concert and thought, I wish I could really, I want the bass to be coming right through me.
Yeah.
Like that.
I get that. I get like how you want stuff to be like really make you feel, but then it sounds very like Orwellian. Do you know what I mean?
It does a bit, doesn't it?
The Alps. Scares me. Like, I know you've not read it, but in Fahrenheit 451, they have these, they're called the family, and the husband is the one who joins the, like, resistance force or whatever. I don't want to ruin it. But
don't worry, nobody's going to be.
But that's like, that's in the setup. Well, it's kind of in the setup anyway. And so the wife wants, you can, they're called the screens, and so she wants, they've got two screens and she wants another screen, so eventually they have four screens, and you never properly, you know, understand exactly what's going on, but it's called the family, and she never, like, connects to anyone, and she doesn't go out of the house because she just sits with the family. Right. And they don't have any children because she will just sit with the family, and it's scary.
Yeah, it is. And we all thought that was science fiction. Now people will sit on phones for ages, though, won't they?
Yeah, but I mean,
not engaged with real life.
I don't know. I guess you've kind of got to accept that that's the world we live in now.
Well, these big spheres, it'll cost hundreds of millions of pounds, but there'll be nothing like this elsewhere in the world.
Don't you think there's just better things that you could spend hundreds of millions of pounds on, though?
Yeah, I do.
Like water.
Well, like water, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to get this giant orb. Good point. Giant orb, and yet there's no clean water.
Like third of the population or something?
Yeah. No, it's a very good point.
Live in poverty and stuff.
You're wise beyond your years.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
But then again, it sounds like something I would really want to go to, and I'd probably think it was really sick if it did.
Sick meaning good.
Sick meaning good, yes.
Sick
sorry.
Meaning not.
Just thanks for translating.
Yeah, I'm so down with the kids. But I know, you know, we've talked about AI quite a bit, haven't we? Artificial intelligence.
We did a whole big section, didn't we?
We did.
A topic.
Well, there's a new one now.
That's
which,
Sting.
Oh, so no, well, this isn't actually a transition, but I'll play the Sting if you love it so much. Here we go.
No, I just feel like we've only used it like once.
Well, this was sort of connected with the whole fear of technology.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry. I got Sting happy.
Just before, I don't want to be too controlling. So, have you got another thing you'd like to raise?
Not really. I've got the Keeping Up with the Kardashians bit, but I've not got another topic. So, this week on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we're going to look at Khloe Kardashian, who I don't think we've really mentioned very much.
No, we haven't touched on Khloe.
I feel like Khloe has been the middle child, in a sense, here. Mm. We've not really...
No.
I mean, we've spoken about both the Jenners and Kim, obviously. Kim and Kanye.
Kanye. You know, it's Kanye.
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 No, not Kanye. Kanye. There was a bit on, we were listening to, I think, Radio 1, where they were talking about words that their parents pronounce weird.
Oh, right,
about
that's good.
How, like, when there's words, they're two words, kind of, or they have, like, a split in the middle, so, like, sat-nav, their mum will go, sat-nav.
And so
it's the
like
same with Burger King.
Yeah, but they don't. Burger King, we covered in...
Burger King.
I think we covered Burger King in episode one, did we?
Did we?
Just so people can refer back, I do believe... That was the first scandal of my mispronunciation that we just...
Scandal.
Was Burger King.
Burger King.
No, I actually say Burger King.
Burger King.
Burger King.
Burger but, King. You say it like the king's a question. Like, is he the Burger Queen? No, he's the Burger King.
Yeah, well, I'm putting inverted commas around the word king in saying that...
Are you implying that the Burger King is not really king?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm implying. I'm implying that they're a self-appointed king. I'm implying that they call themselves Burger King, but I'm not sure they're above the level of prince or even baron or count. Okay,
so
Khloe.
Khloe's wife is pregnant. They're all pregnant at the moment.
Is Khloe pregnant?
Well, Kylie had her baby, Kim's had her baby, and Khloe's pregnant. But I'm pretty sure that at one point all three of them were pregnant, which is obviously brilliant for Kris Jenner, who orchestrates it all, kind of. Anyway, so she's pregnant now, and her boyfriend, who's the father of the baby, but they're not married, but they're together,
right.
Tristan Thompson, was caught cheating on Khloe Kardashian with some girl in some bar. And then Kim Courtney clapped Kylie and Kendall all unfollowed Tristan Thompson, he was a basketball player, after the cheating claims and this picture surfaced. And so they've all unfollowed him on Instagram, which is major.
That's big, yeah.
Big. But I like that this shows that the Kardashians are very similar to other teenage girls. I mean, they're not teenagers.
Well, how old's Khloe?
Oh, Khloe's like 28, 32. I don't know. I'd just like to raise to your attention, you said I was Googling Khloe Kardashian for her age because I didn't know. And Dad said, oh, I didn't realise she was Khloe with a K. An important part of the, yes, the Kardashians is they all have names beginning with K. So yeah. Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kylie, Kendall.
They all have names beginning with K. You have to tell me that.
Apart from Rob.
It's ridiculous. It's just when you said Khloe, I immediately put in my default spelling of Khloe, which is C-H-L-O-E.
Which is C-H-L-O-E. Yeah.
And got Khloe Madeley instead. And I'm sure you're not the slightest bit interested in Khloe Madeley.
Don't even know who that is.
She's the daughter of Richard and Judy Madeley, who are well-known...
Again, you could be speaking another language. Yeah.
They were very well-known morning television presenters. And Richard Madeley still sometimes, very amusingly, stands in for Piers Morgan on GMB.
Oh, well, I know the guy then.
He's Alan Partridge.
He's like him. He's a parody of
Alan Partridge, which is a parody of television
himself.
Now you've got a little bit more before we go.
Yeah. So Emma Watson, I don't know whether you've seen this. She did a Vanity Fair cover, where she's quite.
Scantily clad.
Scantily clad. I only know that from the song.
What's the song? The tabloids always say somebody's scantily clad.
Oh, they say it's when the sun goes down by the Arctic Monkeys.
Right.
he says scantily clad in that. But yeah, massive discussion over Emma Watson's underboob.
All right.
But anyway, she did this Vanity Fair cover, and a lot of people were like, "How can you be a feminist and be dressed like that?"
The underboob is showing in the.
She's wearing like a little jacket, and she's got lots of cleavage on. She's just dressed quite provocatively.
Right.
And so a lot of people were like, "How can you be a feminist and be dressed like that and whatever?" And she was like, "Feminism." She said, "Feminism is about giving women the choice." It's like about freedom and liberation. It's not about being dressed a certain way. Yeah. It's about choosing whatever you want to wear. Obviously, very true. You can wear whatever you want and still call yourself a feminist. But then there was a backlash to the backlash. Which is loads of people just saying that Emma Watson is completely hypocritical. Because a video that Beyonce did came out, and she was dressed... Again,
provocatively,
but like how Beyonce dresses, they're very tight, like catsuits.
Yeah.
But Beyonce also sells herself very much on feminism. Right. And on like girl power, same as like the Spice Girls do, I guess.
Yeah.
And Emma Watson came out and she said she felt conflicted about the message. She sells herself as a feminist, but the way that she's dressed and the way that this shots feels very male. She's talking about Beyonce. She's saying. Yeah.
So she's saying what she did on the cover of Vanity Fair is fine, but Beyonce...
But before, previously, she'd said that she felt conflicted about Beyonce's message because of the way she was dressed.
So people are accusing Emma Watson of hypocrisy.
Of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
What's your take on this?
My take on it is fine. I'm absolutely fine with it. But Beyonce doesn't really impinge on me very much. Beyonce is, you know, I'm not the target audience for Beyonce. And if I was, it would be weird. Emma Watson's an actress. She's got films to sell, etc., etc. And she would have so much approval. You know, it would go through so many filters before the picture appeared on Vanity Fair, you know, through a management agent and all that. She'll have thought very, very, but people will always moan about stuff, won't they? I mean, people, especially feminism, and in fact, all sort of political movements. I found this in the 1970s when I was a member of the National Union of Journalists, and we'd have meetings, and it would be. There's a Monty Python film which you won't have seen.
We can pretty much guarantee I've not seen it.
Monty Python's not for girls. But there's a Monty Python film in which somebody was a member of the Liberation Front and somebody else was a member of the Front for Liberation. There was just, you know what I mean? It's nuances. And as soon as you say, rather like jazz, you know, I said, you play one jazz record and you alienate somebody else because that's not proper jazz.
That's not proper feminism.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
So there was something that Sarah Pascoe said. The comedian, who I really love. Sarah Pascoe. I read like her book and stuff. She was talking about how as soon as women became liberated, the first thing that men wanted them to do is to take off all their clothes. And she said in a very funny way, but it was this
from
kind
the
of
70s.
Yeah, from the 70s, but then also continuing until now about how how
I have to say, women's liberation.
It's got a very
women's liberation in the 70s was just
proper liberation as well. Though.
Well, no, I was going to say women's liberation in the 70s. Sarah Pascoe is exactly right, because women's liberation in the 70s, everybody said, "Oh, good, free love. You know, do what you want with your own body." And for men, it was quite an opportunity, as you'll know. You've read all about Weinstein and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And so, yeah, it was like women became liberated, and the first thing that men were like, "Okay, dance for us now."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like that kind of thing.
Well, she has a point.
Yeah, I think she really does. But she's done, like, she talks a lot about, like, what feminism means for men and stuff, like a lot of those things. But then Emma Watson does come across quite hypocritical.
Do you think so?
Oh, she comes across quite, like, superior, like she has the supreme say on all forms of feminism. And
oh, does
stuff.
She?
Well, I don't really know, I feel that a little bit.
Do you?
Maybe. Yeah. But then Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, Emma Watson, Hermione Granger.
Hermione, yeah.
Yeah, so Emma Watson has done a lot of other things now, you know, she's not just known for
Harry Potter. No.
Whereas Daniel Radcliffe...
Oh, he's done a lot of stuff.
He's done a lot of stuff, Broadway, but he's found it very difficult to get out of the, "Oh, you're Harry Potter," very, like, cutesy stuff.
Mm.
Because, and someone said, "Oh, I think it's because people," he did, like, a sex scene in a film, and people like, "I can't see you like that, you're Harry Potter." But instantly, after Harry Potter was done, everyone found it fine for Emma Watson to be, like, a sex symbol. And I just think that's really, but Daniel Radcliffe said it.
Well, it's just the way it works. I mean, I think the problem... I mean, you look at, say, for instance, Friends, and when Joey did his own sitcom, it just completely...
Yeah.
Completely
Have you seen
bombed.
It?
What, Joey?
Yeah, did you watch it when it came out?
No.
No, because I've never seen it.
Well, no, it disappeared without trace. But now he's recovered, hasn't he? And
yeah.
He's doing Top Gear and doing episodes.
Oh, yeah.
That's Joey, isn't it?
Yeah, LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc, yeah, he's Joey. So you do recover. There's just a little period in between. It was when Seinfeld finished, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she found it very, very difficult to get anything. But then
really?
She's done Veep, and it's like
I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It's huge success. So eventually, you've just got to wait. And obviously, Daniel Radcliffe, I'm sure... Well, he has. He's been a huge success in Broadway.
Yeah, he was. And he did that What If, was it called? I've still not seen it, but...
No. So, you know, eventually...
But hopefully Daniel Radcliffe will be okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. So let's not cry too much for Daniel Radcliffe. So that's about it for episode 10 of Ruthie, Me and My Dad. We're looking for better stings, we're looking for better titles. For our ending this week, I've decided by not particularly popular demand to bring back the cinema organ, because it does say... the end, doesn't it, really? You can imagine the curtains closing to this. So imagine some big red velvet curtains closing in front of you, and this is how we end this week.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.